AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden gets a look at the damage caused by Hurricane Ida in Louisiana. The goal is to have all the power restored in New Orleans by next Wednesday. Lindsay McClellan's El Pavo restaurant is feeding neighbors.
Do as much as we can to feed the people who are here in town, in our area. We're working on getting back into their homes.
At least 13 people in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama are dead in the storm. Along the East Coast, from Maryland to Connecticut, the cleanup is underway. Some subway service has been stopped in New York City because of the unprecedented flooding that killed 11 people inside their apartments. Mayor Bill de Blasio says such deadly weather in the future is quite possible.
It is climate driven, and that's crucial to put up front, because it's not like the rain we used to know. It's just not. It's a different reality, a speed and intensity that we now have to understand will be normal. And I hate saying that, but it's true.
At least 50 people have died in the Northeast. The Labor Department says a weaker than expected 235,000 jobs were added last month. The Delta variant of the coronavirus is to blame. One of the most visible of the rioters in the Capitol in January could get more than 4 years in prison after pleading guilty. Ben Thomas has this.
Jacob Chansley was the much photographed shirtless man wearing face paint and a furry hat with horns, among the first rioters to stream into the Capitol. The Arizona man called himself a QAnon shaman, though his attorney says he's since repudiated the movement. He was seen in the Senate chamber with a flagpole topped with a spear, profanely referring to then-Vice President Mike Pence as a traitor. He was arrested nearly 8 months ago and has been jailed ever since. He entered his guilty plea after being found by a judge to be mentally competent. Prosecutors say sentencing guidelines suggest 41 to 51 months in prison. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is AP News. Former Roman Catholic Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, the once powerful U.S. prelate expelled from the priesthood for sexual abuse, pleads not guilty to sexually assaulting a 16-year-old boy during a wedding reception in Massachusetts nearly 50 years ago. Terry McKiernan with the group Bishops Accountability says the charges against the former cardinal are just the tip of the iceberg.
There are 46 bishops in the United States accused of child abuse. He's just one of them. He's the exception in a way that proves the rule, and there's a lot more work to do.
Pope Francis defrocked McCarrick in 2019 after a Vatican investigation determined he sexually abused minors as well as adults. Another hearing in his case is scheduled for October 28th. A mixed day on Wall Street to close out the week of trading. The Dow dropped 74 points, while the Nasdaq gained 48, and the S&P lost 1. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.